The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Yes, and good morning. It's 7 o'clock Central Time, Thursday, January 5, 2023. Are you still writing 2022 on your checks? Busted. Oh. Hey, you know what? There is so much going on. The Shift Show in Washington. We were going to do, as I said yesterday, the Clay Clark interview, but I'm going to put him off till tomorrow. Just so we have a little clarification there and you're not all confused wondering where Clay is. No, he's going to be on tomorrow for sure. And in the meantime, oh, you're going to love this show today. Alex Newman is going to be on our 8 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking about all of the New World Disorder that is going on right now. But in the meantime, we do have orders, and the orders are at the Power Mall. That's right. You get free shipping if you order more than $200, excluding dropship items. And if you're a new customer, I got one better for you. If you're brand new, you can take 10% off your first order and use the code FIRST10, that's F-I-R-S-T, the number 10, at checkout. And we're going to take another 10% off your order. And that means, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. We've got the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle still going strong, too. Everybody likes those silver lozenges. For those of you watching us live stream, I carry them right here in this little container. So if I feel like I got a cough coming on, guess what? Pop one of those suckers in there and no more cough. That's a 10 part per million. In each one of those things, you get two boxes of them. You have enough to share. Yeah. Now you won't. Once you find out how good they are, yeah, you're not going to want to share. You're going to want to get your own for each member of the family, because you also get a bottle of vitamin C and a bottle of vitamin D with it. All those things you need to do to stave off the colds. And that retail bundle is $70.90, but you can get it for $53. And then you can add the silver gel 24 part per million, which you can use topically. And the OptiVita Silver Liquid 10 part per million, which you can put in your water, which we do. And it completes the winter wellness bundle. We're trying to keep you healthy. You see, the thing is that with this healthcare system, and we've got some news this hour. I mean, it's the Shift Show in overdrive. man, have you been watching what's going on with these Fox News anchors trying to just create news? I'll get to that in just a minute here, but I'm going to specifically talking about the Hannity-Boebert argument, the exchange that went on last night, and Sean wouldn't let Lauren get a word in edgewise. He kept cutting her off, trying to make her answer the question. The more she tried to answer the question, the more he cut her off. And I hate to say it, but everybody in D.C. is unzipping their fly. The 20 who are against Kevin McCarthy and don't want him as speaker until he capitulates and agrees to, you know, what's going on. And Lauren is saying he's lying through his teeth. You see, now the GOP basically has unzipped their fly and showed just how much discord and disunity there is in their ranks. And my wife brought up a great point this morning. Don't you think when they knew that they were going to get control of the House, that the caucuses would have gotten together at that point and worked out their differences rather than dragging it in front of the media? I mean, even CNN, as a matter of fact, Jake Tapper and everybody else was sitting there talking to Congressman Ken Buck from Colorado, and he's sitting there going, well, if these people don't get away from this thing, then maybe McCarthy needs to step aside and put Steve Scalise in, since he's the minority whip. Wow. I mean, this is just getting, it's funnier by the minute. Because, see, the thing is, those 20 people that are holding out, and the Daily Signal, which is one of these mouthpieces for the Tavistock Institute, Heritage Foundation, they run the Daily Signal, right? And they're all part of it. They're all part of the game to keep the rank and file status quo gobbledygook in power. And these 20 people, they even published their names. And, you know, we've got Congress people calling them, the one-eyed bandit from Texas is sitting there saying, well, if they don't vote for Kevin McCarthy, they're terrorists. Excuse me, sir. You got a real problem. You know, they're all into labels. You know, if you can't get them to decide and vote with you and vote the rank and file swamp back into power, then you're a terrorist. Excuse me. I think they kind of forget the word. It's like, you sticks and stones can break my bones. You want to call me names? I'll call you a commie pig. Because obviously, if you want the rank and file, and this is what Alex Newman and I are going to get into, because I mean, he writes for the New American, folks. Trust me, he's seen all of this stuff. You are talking about all these people that are going to continue with the swamp. They're all trying to negotiate with McCarthy. Half of them are like, maybe we shouldn't do this. Byron Donalds from Florida even got that. And then Sean gets into it with Lauren. We're including the video on your email blast. And oh, by the way, after some discussion, the Constant Contact, who distributes our email blast, finally admitted, oh, well, it was an error. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it was an error. We'll see how many times that error happens, the more controversial we become. We start saying stuff they don't like, and all of a sudden, oh, it was an error. Yeah, my foot. I know where I'd like to put my foot, and I have a size 13 foot. That would leave a big impression, wouldn't it? Oh, man. Hey, we got to have some levity, man, amongst all this depressing news. Bacon and eggs again this morning. Nope. Here's some interesting news about China. And I'm not talking about the kind you eat off of and you bring out when all the good family shows up. Now, we're talking about the accounts of white lung flooding Chinese social media amid the COVID spike. It's really amazing because people are taking their parents to the hospital. The father of Fan Deng, a prominent former anchor of Chinese state broadcaster CCTV, started dozing off more frequently during the day. Of course, the family didn't worry. For somebody in their 80s, it's normal. The man's mind was clear. His appetite was good. But when the family used a pulse oximeter out of caution, they found his blood oxygen level dangerously low at 88%, 4% below the threshold. By the time the family got him to the hospital, his blood oxygen levels plunged into the 60s. After doing a CT scan, the hospital and the family realized the gravity of the situation. The lungs appeared mostly white. Healthy lungs, by contrast, would appear as dark regions, but there were white spots in his lungs, and he died after 3 nights in the hospital. So you got to wonder about this COVID outbreak sweeping China and the transparency, because China now says that the Chinese manufacturers are going all out to manufacture ventilators for coronavirus patients. That sound familiar? Now, wait a minute. If you don't have this COVID thing going on, and it's not an emergency, or why are you manufacturing? Why is it a full tilt boogie on making ventilators that we know damn well once you put people on ventilators, you're probably going to kill them? Wow. So much for transparency, huh? In Europe, food inflation in Britain has hit a record 13.3%. Another difficult year to come, folks. These facts coming out of the British Retail Consortium and the Nielsen data firm, food prices rose there in December, 13.3% compared to 12.4% the previous month. They keep going up. It's the highest and largest inflation recorded since tracking food prices began over there in 2005. A major French food company, by the way, has shut down. It's Cofigio. They've shut down 80% of their production costs. All their production plants are closing because of energy prices. They're making the factories uneconomical. So you see, there's other ways that they're creating a food shortage. All they got to do is jack up the cost of energy so the company can't run, and it's forced to shut down, and 800 people are out of a job. How are they supposed to feed their family? They had 1,200 workers working at these plants. Four of the eight French factories are shut down. 800 people are laid off, 1,200 workers total, but 800, that means only 400 people are left in the other four facilities. So now we're getting another food shortage. This one was artificially created. They didn't have to burn down anybody's plant. No, all they got to do is starve them for energy and make it so they can't afford to keep their plant open and they can't manufacture food. And that's another way they're going to starve people. Now, people can't, you can't put your critical thinking caps on and look at the final picture as things get moving. And in Germany, hold on, hold on. You need a little sound effect here. Now that's some bad weed. That's right. Officials within Germany's federal government are reportedly pushing for a bill to legalize pot in Germany to be drawn up as soon as possible. Yeah. Oh, man, it's Mitchell Kahn, man, I can smell it. And so what are they going to do, sit around and smoke pot while the country goes to hell in a handbasket? Oh, wow, man. What do you mean they shut off my gas, man? Oh, yeah, man, they shut off your gas. Oh, you're going to have to create your own gas, man. It's all part of this Green New Deal. Yeah, you got to love that. Hey, you're going to have to get rid of that sharp short you're driving, too. Oh, far out, man. Yeah, you got to love that. Hey, did you hear that Uncle Joe, who's moving kind of slow at the junction, is supposed to go down to the U.S.-Mexico border next week? Almost 2 years after he opened it up? To me, as a job-seeking, wage-cutting economic migrants. That is not. You know what? What did McConnell get in his head? I will believe that when I see it. And I wonder what Joe's going to do. Is he going to wear his shades down there and look real mean to all those immigrants coming through? And they're going to start cheering them on till they get in here and they start talking to people of their own language. Because the language barrier obviously is there because Biden doesn't know any Spanish. What's he going to call them, a breakfast taco like his wife did? I mean, really, they're going to find out, talking to their own people in their own native tongue, exactly what the shift show is. And these people are going to go, "Whoa, that's not what we signed up for. We didn't sign up for that. You know, we signed up for not socialism because that's what we're leaving. We're fleeing that. We signed up to go to a place where it was healthy." Now, you see, Biden and the Democrats are trying to destroy healthy. They don't want healthy. They want to murder people. They're all part of it. And if you had not heard, Canada now is banning most foreigners from buying homes amid surging prices. They want to de-incentivize foreign investors from buying property. As of January 1, a two-year ban has taken effect in Canada, restricting the purchase of residential properties in the country by individuals who are not Canadian citizens or permanent residents. Thought you ought to know. So now we move on to the shift show in D.C. Kevin McCarthy has suffered a sixth straight loss in his speaker bid, and the House has adjourned until noon today. Shall we get out at noon by sundown? Yeah. Shall we get out of town by sundown? No. They're going to have a high noon shootout again. And you see, here's the thing about the Democrats. They're so organized. They already knew what was going on. The day of, they all figured out they were going to vote in Hakeem Jeffries. He got all of the chamber's 212 Democrats to vote for him. Thing is, you got to have 218 people. That's the majority in Congress. And even Jake Tapper had trouble putting together the cognitive display of knowledge as to, he started fumbling around, waffling on 218 or 217 or whatever the majority is. It's like, dude, seriously? You don't know what the majority is? You need 218 votes. Why are you waffling? It's because you're ignorant and you're putting out more poop to everybody. It's all PSYOP propaganda, folks. Byron Donalds, as a matter of fact, from Florida, 20 votes he got for the third time as well. And so what did Cori Bush do from the left? Came out and said that he's going to promote white supremacy. For those of you who don't know who Byron Donalds is, he's a right-thinking black guy. How would you be promoting white supremacy if you're black? Why would you do that? He's one of the 20 that are trying to change the swamp, like Lauren Boebert. And see, what does Donald Trump want to do? Well, y'all just need to vote for Kevin and close the deal. And this is why, even if Trump's numbers are big up there, the problem is the swamp, which Trump was supposed to drain when he got into office, didn't get drained. He put Bill Barr in charge, and you got deep state all over again. Barr's a commie pig, just like Garland. They all want communism in this country. Forget socialism. I mean, socialism leads to authoritarianism, which leads to communism. I majored in political science in college, folks. I aced that class. First, we had to figure out what was in the instructor's brain, and then we manipulated the instructor. Yeah, we took our own professor out and got him hammered and dug into his love life and into his background. You don't think I know how this game gets played, folks? We played it. We played it in college against our own prof. Now, if you are Andy Biggs of Arizona, Dan Bishop of North Carolina, Eli Crane of Arizona, Paul Gosar of Arizona, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Byron Donalds of Florida, Bob Good of Virginia, Anna Paulina Luna of Florida, Chip Roy of Texas, Keith Self of Texas, Andrew Clyde of Georgia, Andy Harris of Maryland, Josh Breachin of Oklahoma, Matt Rosendale of Montana, Mary Miller of Illinois, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, Andy Ogles of Tennessee, Michael Cloud of Texas, Ralph Norman of South Carolina, and Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. You are the 20 who voted to not get Kevin McCarthy in the speaker's chair. And you did it because you don't want the swamp to have business as usual. Obviously, these people are holding out for a reason. They know something weird is going to happen. Because when you get a House Speaker that acts like a rhino, you know, walks like a duck, talks like a duck, quack, quack. It's not Aflac, you know. No, it's somebody out there that is going to capitulate to the Democrats and give them whatever they want as part of negotiation to keeping the deep state and swamp in power. And even Jim Jordan, you know, see, they want to make him Speaker. I don't know, man. I really like Jim Jordan on the Oversight Committee. And the what is it? He's on the Judicial Committee as well, a judicial oversight. Here's the thing. He can do more damage to Hunter Biden and the Biden family if he stays there. Because, see, you know nothing's going to happen other than we're going to have another shift show. You know, the truth about January 6th may or may not come out. Truth about FBI censorship and Twitter and the social media may come out. But what are they going to do about it? You know, that's what these 20 are upset about. They're upset because they see the shift show and business as usual in commie D.C. They are not serving we the people. I don't care what you say. I'm not even siding with the libertarians on this one because I think they want to see the shift show continue because it's the only way as long as, I mean, look what Cori Bush did coming out and saying Byron Donalds and calling, he's going to advocate white supremacy. You know, that kind of crap we don't need in D.C. You need to get Ms. Bush out of office because she's a warmonger. She's a troublemaker, just like the rest of the left. They're all contributing to the shift show. And as long as you're going to have the arguing and finger pointing going on and the rank and file out there that are hardline voting are going to continue with all of this and they're going to keep the divisiveness going on. And the more part of, and see, this is, go right back to the book of Acts. Do you remember the day of Pentecost? You remember when all these people from all around the world gathered at the temple and each person heard people speaking in their own tongue, in their own native language, the wonderful works of God. And Peter got up and gave a sermon during that time that God is no respecter of persons. Well, you know, Washington, D.C. is. Washington, D.C. doesn't care about persons. They respect persons. They respect themselves. They're all in there to serve themselves, with the exception of the 20. The 20 that are out there that I just read their names want to respect the wishes of we, the people. And Lauren Boebert got on camera and said, I did not get in here to vote to reinstitute the swamp. I came in here to help clean it. You see, Trump wanted to clean the swamp, but he didn't do it. He put and trusted people he should not have trusted. That's on him. Now, you want to argue with me and try and change my mind about that? 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We can get into a real pissing contest. I'm telling you, you got to look at the truth. What is coming on? The old saying, biblical saying, ye shall know them by their fruits. And this is why, you know, Ken Buck is saying you should start looking at Steve Scalise for the speaker. Because Kevin should step aside if this is going to keep going on. And then you see Hannity arguing with Lauren Boebert and interrupting Boebert multiple times on camera. And, you know, she's like, look, Sean, I can understand your frustration. We understand, Sean, you're a Trumper. We understand all that, Sean. We understand that we've got to have something. You see how this two-party system is starting to disintegrate? Not only is the left turning inward on itself, now the right is turning inward on itself. Everybody's unzipping their flies at the she and she. It's a she show. It's a shift show. You are seeing and watching everybody unzip their fly. You're watching politics at its worst because you're seeing our entire two-party system implode on itself. The state of Colorado, meanwhile, where Lauren Boebert is from, the governor is going to send illegal immigrants to New York and other cities because they can't handle it all. See, when you get out there and you call yourself a sanctuary state or a sanctuary city, you basically pulled your pants down. Yeah, you did. Wow. I can't believe these people. These governors have the power to stand up and say, hey, Joe, you know what? This isn't working what you're doing here. And when you see the mainstream media, like the Five, getting on and giving Governor Eric Adams, I mean, I'm sorry, Judge Jeanine, I'm going to have to take issue with this. When you get on there and start, you know, talking about how Eric Adams did this and Eric Adams did that and did good for the city, you know, you're talking about unzipping the mainstream media's fly and giving an opinion that basically does not reflect. We should not have this illegal immigration, and you people are making excuses for them. Why are you doing that? Meanwhile, by the way, DeMar Hamlin, you remember him, the Buffalo Bills safety that collapsed on the field that nobody wants to talk about whether he got the jab or not? Well, of course, you know, family members and the Bills are all saying, yes, he's recovering. He's about 50% better. He's on a ventilator. Oh, what are they going to give him, remdesivir too? Did you know that more than 270 sudden cardiac deaths in U.S. athletes occurred after vaccination, according to a peer-reviewed study? Yeah. Peter McCullough was one of them. Dr. McCullough, they were watching. They've looked at this. 279 mortalities post-jab. Gotta love that. Patrice in Ohio, good morning.
Good morning. So what about Matt Gaetz's letter to the Capitol architect saying that Kevin McCarthy is a squatter in the Speaker of the House?
Yep.
And who authorized that? And what arrogance. Mm-hmm. What arrogance.
I know. See
and
what
yeah,
I mean?
Our little buddy Boehner had that office. We had friends that, you know, went to the corner office. Yeah, what a joke.
It is. I mean, but you see how both sides are imploding on themselves?
Yeah, but isn't that what people got in trouble on January 6th for doing?
Pretty much. I mean, here's the thing, you know. We got all these people out there, all these Congress people sending all this money to Ukraine, and where's their money parked? All their personal money is parked in defense contractor stocks because they're going to be made. I mean, can you see what's going on here? If they're all self-serving.
Well, I thank God for those 20. I hope there's more. I wish Tom Massey would have.
Oh, Thomas Massey, yeah. Yeah, I wish he would have done that too. But you see, all these rank and file, they're playing this political power game. And I'm just like,
I can't believe that Marjorie Greene Taylor is doing this.
Yeah. But see, they're taking their cues from Trump. They love Trump and they love what he did. And the thing is that he's a businessman, he's a CEO, and he ran the country like a business. All right, now that's the example that Americans kind of liked. They liked the idea that he was running the country like a business. Oh, but the rank and file of the deep state, we can't have that now. You see,
that's why they turned on him. Into the ground.
Yeah, he ran his. the guy paid $1.8 million in taxes and got egg on everybody's face. You know, because they're all accusing him of ducking the system and not paying his taxes. And he paid a hell of a lot more in taxes than a majority of people in Congress did. So, I mean,
well,
and the guy didn't even take a paycheck.
So what's the bottom line of what McCarthy's going to be negotiating to get the votes? That's scary.
Yesterday I talked about what Tucker was doing, making news. I mean, they're all sitting there giving advice on camera about what Kevin can do about, well, we need to expose January 6th in its entirety, you know, and you need to agree to not spend. I mean, see, there's a lot of people out there that are against the policy.
I got an idea.
Go for it. I'm all ears.
Force him into an employment contract.
Gee, I thought he already had one based on his vote from the will of the people.
No, but like, One that those 20 people say, no, this is your contract with us. And if you don't honor the contract, you're out.
Well, I love the idea. We appreciate that. George in Canada, you're on the phone. What's going on north of the border?
Well, it's not so much north of the border. It was what was going on in St. Croix, where U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah, they had to rush that bill down. The staff had to rush the bill down there to get Biden to sign it. Yeah, all that money right down the toilet, huh?
Well, it wasn't so much the money as who invited him and who's pulling his strings. The New York Post had a great article on that I looked up while you were mentioning that, just to get something to document he was down there and what for. But he was invited by Bill and Connie Neville, and they invented a platform called ENPS that all the main media outlets like BBC, ESPN, over 800 news outlets use, and pretty much massage the minds of the American people and the world. And he was staying with this chap, and then he fired the Attorney General through his munchkin down there. And he also organized Biden's state dinner. I thought the president had a staff. He invited the 338 people for his December 1st gathering of billionaires, celebrities, and politicians in honor of French President Emmanuel Macron. And I looked at the picture that came with the New York Post. Looks like they took it down, but it was a giant, giant panoramic picture of everyone sitting at dinner. And you could kind of laugh at it like that old movie, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
I gotta love it. We're at the break, George. I hate to cut you short, but we're going to be back with more of your news and phone calls after the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oh, I just had an insane thought. We're back here at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, January 5th, 2023. I just had an insane thought. What would happen if those 20 Congress people that voted against Kevin McCarthy, because you, all the Democrats voted Hakeem Jeffries in, right? 212 votes. He only needs 218 to be Speaker. What would happen if those 20 turned around and voted for him? They went to the other side, negotiated with the Democrats to get the Democrats to stop all the nonsense because the Republicans are, I mean, what would happen if those 20 went over and voted with the Democrats? God, what an insane thought. That would put a Democrat back as Speaker of the House. What a joke. Yeah, I'm sorry. I must have been dreaming. I would not even wish that on anybody on my worst day. It's just insanely crazy what's going on in D.C. right now. Tim in Michigan, how are you, sir?
Hey, concerning Trump, my whole test for Trump was if he was the real deal. If the first day in office, he would have went and signed the executive order to end the 1933 Emergency Powers Act and put us back into a constitutional republic.
That was one. Good. I get
and
it. There's been a lot of people that thought
that. All the presidential executive orders would be over with. There'd be no more mandates. None of that would have happened. And two, the second one was if he'd ended the war in Afghanistan, and instead he increased it. And people don't want to accept that, but he did. He first thing he did was give everybody a big raise, and he did not end the war in Afghanistan. He continued that. He's a player. I don't trust him. He was all about the jab. He was warp speed. And what about the COVID Fifi back in 2017, COVID Fifi that he texted or he tweeted?
Yeah.
And now we're finding out what the iron in the, has to play with COVID and the hemoglobins, and when it gets destroyed by a spike protein, and then this stuff causes heart issues and cancers and so on and so forth.
Oh, Trump's, you know what? Tim, I don't know if you heard this or not. There's a new news story out that everybody that gets the booster risks metastasis. You know what that is, right? Tumors popping up out of everywhere. They're saying now that the boosters are causing people's cancers and tumors to just exacerbate and go system-wide, metastasize.
I haven't heard that much of it. But early on in this whole COVID and the vaccine, there were doctors coming out and warning about the spike proteins early on, and they got shut down so fast that it was shameful what was going on.
It was,
it was,
and I get it.
Shameful what was going on.
Well, and see, the thing is that people tried to come to Trump's aid and defend Trump and say, well, they lied to him. Fauci and Birx and everybody were lying to him. No, it's all part of the game. You know, for anybody to come out and say Operation Warp Speed, you know what's really funny, Tim? You probably already realized, if I'm a betting man, I would say you already realized when Trump came out with Warp Speed, you said, hey, wait a minute. Why are they rushing this vaccine to market so fast? They're not supposed to be doing that. Why is it all of a sudden this stuff's going to be ready in a couple of months when it takes 10 years worth of testing? Something funny going on here. You probably realize that, right?
I could share stories about Pharmacia going back to the Upjohn days because they're in my backyard. I know people that worked at Upjohn that I went to high school with that worked their entire careers there. One, it was an awesome company under Upjohn. They were looking for solutions. They were looking to solve issues. Late in the game, one of my good friends that worked there 40 years, who was in research and development his whole career there, he was so disappointed. He said, the new guy coming, he's from Italy, if that's the main man now, he came in and told them, we're no longer research and development. We're here just to create drugs to help people get by, basically. We're no longer looking to. And he's like, 40 years of my work is no longer even, you know, it crushed him.
Yep. So I get it. No, I get it. Big Pharma, it's all about money.
And when Dr. Upjohn started that company, his father used to ride horseback to the area I live and doctor people.
Amazing.
I mean, it's an old company.
I remember that, too, very well about my own grandfather. My adopted grandfather ran a pharmacy outside of Buffalo, New York, in one of the suburbs. And during the Depression, he literally was forced to just give away drugs to anybody that needed it. And he ended up having to close his pharmacy because he just ran out of supply and could not afford to buy more. So I get the hardships that,
Upjohn would roll over in his grave knowing what they did.
I know it. He would. Well, I appreciate your call, Tim. Thanks so much for the observations. 150,000 votes, by the way, that's the number, in the 2020 election, not tied to a valid address in Wisconsin, according to an election watchdog. 150,000 votes cast in the 2020 presidential election cannot be connected to a valid address. Yep. According to an election integrity computer analyst, Peter Berniger, said the group study of Wisconsin voter rolls found 45,000 such occurrences involving people who were living out of state in the November 3rd ballot, with another 107,000 documented instances on the part of voters who moved to another address within the state and cast a ballot in a different jurisdiction from the one in which they actually live. You think we ought to round up all 150,000 of those people and put them in jail? That's illegal in the state of Wisconsin. Oh, no, we're just going to let them get away with it. Ah, election denier, election denier. Yep. You see, and that's why January 6th, you know, this, we just, come on, folks. This, you know, this whole system is a mess. And now they're finding out actual legitimate information. It's illegal, but what's Wisconsin going to do in 2024? Allow the same crap? I mean, seriously, folks, if you are a GOP member of Congress or have anything to do with the rank-and-file GOP in Wisconsin and any other GOP stronghold state, you would be doing everything in your damn power to stop this nonsense from happening again. You know, and it despite all of the Democrats sitting there chastising you and calling you a terrorist and a communist and you're just... You know, whatever name-calling they want, the thing is ye shall know them by their fruits. And see, this is one of the reasons why we can't trust our government. Governments are necessary to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. And when they stop doing the will of we the people have to rise up and do something to change it. And you're all sitting there going, whoa, what are we supposed to do? We can't sit in our bubble. It starts at the community level. Starts with your local county. Starts with your local county Republican or Democrat party. If you want change, go there first and start disrupting their mindsets. Put different ideas in their head about cleaning up the mess that both of them created. They're both guilty. Both sides of the aisle contributed to everything we are living with right now. When are we the people going to wake up and realize that? Oh, and by the way, speaking of, you know, trashing people, do you remember North Carolina State broadcaster Gary Hahn? He got suspended from the network for referencing the term illegal aliens that he made during the December 30th Duke's Mayo Bowl game between North Carolina State and Maryland. They were he was giving a scoreboard update on the Sun Bowl in El Paso, and he referenced illegal aliens. He said, amongst all the illegal aliens down in El Paso, it's UCLA 14, Pittsburgh 6. That's with 11:15 to go in the second quarter. And, of course, Wolfpack Sports Properties general manager Kyle Winchester suspended him from his broadcast duties. And on Wednesday, yesterday, Learfield Sports announced Hahn's suspension was over. His employers didn't appreciate the remark. Hey, you know what? When you speak the truth, this is what happens. Just like the error that occurred with Constant Contact. Yeah, it was an error. Oh, oops, it was an error. Hope you learned your lesson. Yeah, you got to wonder. Deep State used the media to manipulate Twitter. According to a new batch of Twitter files released by Matt Taibbi, by 2020, Twitter was struggling with a problem of public and private agencies bypassing them and going straight to the media with lists of suspect accounts. According to his reports, in February 2020, as COVID broke out, the Global Engagement Center, a fledgling analytic intelligence arms of the State Department, went to the media with a report called Russian Disinformation Apparatus Taking Advantage of Coronavirus Concerns. In one email, then-director of Trust and Safety, Joel Roth, attempted to persuade outside researchers who reportedly had a relationship with the U.S. government to talk to Twitter before going to the press. You see, so they use social media to turn Americans against each other. So in this day and age, everybody has to tread lightly. Go along to get along, go along to get along. We don't want to make our neighbor mad because, oh my God, we're not entitled to our opinion anymore. It's whatever the government says matters. Really? When did we stop thinking? This is like, wow. The rational thought right out the window. A man arrested in connection with the deaths of the four Idaho college students. Did you know he was stopped twice by police last month as he was driving back to his home in Pennsylvania, according to his attorney? As reports indicated, he was flying to Idaho yesterday after waiving his extradition. Yeah, they stopped 28-year-old Brian Koberger with his dad. He was driving him back to Pennsylvania for Christmas holiday. He's pulled over twice within a 9-minute time period while traveling on Interstate 70. And he wasn't ticketed for either traffic stop. Amazing how that works. I mean, they could have arrested the guy right there on the spot. No. Now here's another from the land of the ridiculous. Sometimes you encounter a proposal that is so daft that you think to yourself, the author can't be serious. Yeah. Martha C. Nussbaum put out an article. She's one of the most world's eminent moral philosophers. A Peopled Wilderness. That's the name of the article appearing in the New York Review of Books this last month. Nussbaum suggests that we need to think seriously about curbing predation in nature. It disturbs her that animals eat other animals. This is not how things ought to be. So the professor is demanding that animals stop eating each other. Okay. Miss Nussbaum, have you been smoking too much crack? Do you live in a state where pot is legal and you're sitting around getting stoned, thinking about things to do, articles to write? Animals, you need to stop eating each other. How's that going to work, really? Oh, my God. This is society, I'm telling you, man. It's just, you rational thinkers out there, consider yourself lucky that you have a brain, that you're not like Scarecrow. Oh, my. Yeah, I'm talking about the one in the White House, by the way. I call him Scarecrow, you know, if I only had a brain. Biden Fetterman 2024, it's a no-brainer. Twitter, by the way, a commercial landlord is suing Twitter for breach of contract after the company allegedly failed to pay rent for one of its offices in San Francisco. See, they got their own set of problems over there in Twitterland. Bloomberg is reporting McDonald's is going to be closing up in Kazakhstan due to anti-Russia sanctions. Sorry, comrade, no more Big Mac for Jew. Wow. Gotta love it. U.S. manufacturing, by the way. You see, this is why COVID... You know how deliberate COVID was because of the number of mom and pop businesses that went under from 2020 to 2022 because of the lockdowns. How many businesses went under because of it? All those savings and all those investments wiped out by edict. And see, Tim, you are right on about the national health emergency. This Emergency War Powers Act, had that been canceled and Trump would have come out and said, we're not doing this. Nope. It makes you wonder why he went along with the mainstream siding with them allowing all these states to lock down people. Then you got to look at all the governors, compare Newsom to Noem to DeSantis to everybody else, every other governor that locked down their state, especially Whitmer. Those of you in Michigan, you know how ridiculous that got. They were arresting restaurateurs for feeding people. So, you know, when you got garbage like that going on and people are buying into the narrative and you've got the mainstream, see, this is where your own states, this is where as a local resident of that state, you could have done something about it. But we didn't. We succumbed to the fear mongering and we cowered in our little bubbles. Many of us still are. And we turned on our own family members because, oh, my God, if you don't get the jab, you can't hang around grandma. We got one family member, even in my own backyard, who said, well, you can't come and see your kid unless you've had the jab. Your grandchild, you can't come and see her unless you have the jab. We gave her the jab. What, she 3 years old? Wow. Deranged, lunatic parents who don't do their job because they're woke. But you can't come and see your grandchild because you haven't had the jab and you're going to hurt our daughter. You really think? Good luck having grandkids. See, this is really bad. And families turn against each other and they have these conversations. They're afraid to talk and spell out the truth for fear they're going to get people upset with them and mad. And we can't have a decent civil discussion about what the truth really is. And how the people who are not jabbed are worried about the people who are. Case in point, all those people who stood on the sidelines and watched DeMar Hamlin collapse on the field and had to be resuscitated. And now is on a ventilator in a hospital in Cincinnati. You got to wonder what kind of conversation people are having. Because they're, oh, we got to watch football. Got to watch football because that means we can drink beer. It's a license to drink beer and gorge yourself with junk food. This is what's more important to us than what's going on in D.C. is, God, we got to know who's going to win the championship. So we can buy expensive tickets to go to the Super Bowl and get drunk there and party. It's all about that. It's all about that. Life doesn't matter. The Super Bowl is what matters. You see how they've twisted us and got us away from reality? Man, oh, man, oh, man. That's why, see, I get on YouTube, and if I want to watch a game, I watch the game highlights on YouTube. Then I can see all the great plays they made, and I don't have to sit there and get drunk doing it. I have my glass of silver water. But U.S. manufacturing contracted at the end of last year, according to the Institute for Supply Management Survey of Purchasing Managers. Demand for goods declined amid higher interest rates and a slumping European economy. See, because they can't export any of the stuff. So because of the lockdowns and everything else, we suffer. And see, what this country needs, again, is for manufacturing plants to start up again. You notice it was interesting how the alcohol distillers all of a sudden converted their processing plants to make hand sanitizer during the outbreak? Notice how quick they switch gears? Interesting, isn't it? And it's amazing how the liquor stores stayed open when everything else got shut down, restaurants and places people couldn't hang out at. Why is that? Because did you notice that the rate of alcoholism spiked? Because people were trying to drink their fears away. Oh, wow. And George just talked about, you know, colonizing our minds. Yeah, the chatbots. We've got a story from Technocracy News about chatbots being on the front lines of an unrelenting AI invasion. The steady increase of artificial minds in our collective psyche is akin to mass immigration, barely noticed and easily overlooked until it's too late. Got a story about that coming on you on the email blast. Oh, those bots are going to keep us company. They're going to learn and absorb our personalities. And when we die, they'll become our digital ghosts. What a morbid process, or prospect rather, but the process is already underway. By the way, did you know China is experimenting vaccines through mosquitoes? You better stock up on mosquito repellent, unless you want to get bit by one of them. They're going to try to infest swamps around the world, including in the United States. And so if somebody, you know, bites you, like the Zika virus, you know, the Aedes aegypti mosquito, amazing how that would work if they were all contaminated with mRNA and they were all going around biting people. Louisiana, by the way, not to be outdone, has passed a law requiring a legitimate age verification for websites that contain 33.3% or more of pornographic material. So now you are going to have to show proof of ID before they're going to let you surf online to watch your porn. That means you're being surveilled. And another facial recognition snafu led to a false arrest and wrongful imprisonment of a Louisiana resident. Yeah, wrongfully identified because the algorithm got it wrong. The ACLU is asking lawmakers to ban police use of the software because apparently it's producing some pretty disastrous results. Because false arrest, I hate to say it, but it could be considered a tort and they risk lawsuits. Did you hear that, Louisiana? Yep. Randall Reed, instead of enjoying a late Thanksgiving meal with his mom in Georgia, spent nearly a week in jail after he was falsely identified as a luxury purse thief by Louisiana authorities using facial recognition technology. Wow. We'll be back on the other side of our top of the hour break with Alex Newman. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. 817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.